Thank you for agreeing to meet with me.
It's unorthodox to have a face-to-face with an adversary on the eve of the primaries. But your discretion is something I admire. Actually, there's a lot to admire about you. I got pretty lucky having you as my rival. It's been an absolute privilege debating an interesting, smart, and sophisticated woman. One could say we've brought out the best in each other. And I like seeing you at your best. I'd like to see it more often, actually. A lot more. But if we ever want to work side by side after tonight's results, it means that one of us will be working for the other. President of Pornhub. And Vice President. You don't mind if I sit next to you, do you? Slick stockings and high pencil skirts aren't the best for sitting on the arm of a couch. Even if it does look cool. So, here's my thinking. We could let the party vote on who's who, but why not decide it right now? Between us. Besides, what happens when one of us refuses to concede and forms our own party? We would split the vote for sure. If each of us takes half of the smart, powerful female vote, that leaves an opening for a rival. What I'm saying is, we should join forces. Present as a unified front. Boost each other up so we can do what's best for the community. And while we're working together, I get to keep admiring you. Up close and personal. How close? I guess that kind of depends. Which of us would take the throne, and which of us would kiss the ring? Politically, of course. So, we're really talking about this. Okay, let's do it. Currently, I have the numbers and I have party support. You have outsider appeal. Among many of your appeals. But frankly, without me, your chances aren't great. You just don't have the numbers alone. But as my VP, you could do some amazing things. You know that? You would be an incredible asset to me. What kind of asset? In a literal way, you'd be my personal asset. It's a position that's never existed before, so we'd be setting the bar. And honestly, I have pretty high standards. Firstly, I don't like the way you're sitting right now. If you're my right-hand girl, we can do a lot better. Here, slide over. Closer. No. Closer. Do you see how I have my legs together? Straight out in front of me? Scoot backwards toward me. Like this. So you're more in my lap. There. Isn't that better? Now, as my VP, it'll be your duty to brief me in the mornings. Your pretty face is the first thing I want to see. In my bed, or at my desk where I take my coffee. Which means I'll want you in my lap with your skirt pulled up. That way I can feel your bare skin on my thighs. You're wearing panties today, but in the future that'll be a no-no. Why are you so squirmy all of a sudden? Are you not used to being put in your place by a powerful woman? That's okay, sweetheart. You'll learn. In fact, I think that'll be the main role of the VP.
especially my VP. You'll come to my meetings, you'll bring me the news and handle the press. But most importantly, you are mine.
Think of it as a free use position.
And anytime you sit in my lap or stand in my presence, you should pose yourself in a literal free use position for me. Got it? Say, yes, ma'am. That's a good girl. I would have also accepted madam, or in the future, madam president. Oh, what, you think I'm being unfair? Especially the way my fingers keep slipping under the waistband of your skirts. Rubbing up and down your panties. Playing with your cute little button. Maybe I have been unfair. Assuming the dominant role. Maybe I should give you a chance. A chance to show me what a big girl you are. A chance for you to put me in my place. Would you like that? A fair contest to see who sits in whose lap for the next 4 years? All right, baby girl, I'll be fair. Lie back and stick out your tongue. Don't look shocked. Just do it. This is a comfy couch. It would be a shame not to use it. Now, I'm gonna lift up this skirt and pull my panties to the side. And I'm gonna grind on that tongue of yours. If you have any trouble breathing, you can tap twice on my thigh, okay? Because anything else? Clawing my back with your nails? Gripping my ass? Moaning? I'm going to take it as a sign you want me to ride your face harder. Or lick you faster. That's what I'll be doing, by the way. While you show me what a good girl you can be underneath me. Showing me how sweetly you can eat me. I'll be between your legs, shredding your panties and teaching your kitty to purr. And in case you haven't guessed it, this is going to be our little presidential primary. Our race. The first one to come loses and serves the other as vice president. Or just generally serves. So you ready down there? Good girl. Oh, baby girl, you have such a pretty pussy.
Mm-mm. You're not allowed to be shy.
You try to close these legs again and I may have to slap your thighs open. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Did that sting? Better keep them open then. I want to admire your pretty little lips. And I just really need to taste it. Oh. Sweetie, is this your first time? You need to behave and stay still. Bucking your hips makes it harder for me. And you want to get your treat at the end, don't you? I've had my eye on you for so long. Watching you climb up the political ladder. You've come so far. I am so proud of you. You are gonna be such a good little VP for me. You know why? Because that's what I know you want. I know you want to be my submissive little pet. And you want a strong leader. And I want to be that for you. You're perfect. Do you know that? From head to toe. The way you smell. The way you taste. The way you carry yourself. I always knew you'd be my good girl one day. And now look at you. I'm being so good for me. You like it when I call you a good girl? Then be one for me, baby. Yeah, keep licking. Yeah, keep licking me. Oh, you're doing so good. My pussy trembles when you suck on my clit like that. I don't believe this is your first time, sweetheart. You know exactly what you're doing. Fuck. Fuck, I think I'm getting close. Oh, you're so fucking good. Do you like how my fingers feel inside you? I can feel your pussy clenching around them. So fucking hot. Oh my god, I'm about to come. But I won't. No, not yet. Not before you do. You have to come first, baby. And you will come first. Because that's what good girls do, isn't that right? Nod your head for me. Oh, yeah, good girl. Oh, you're bucking your hips so much. Do you need help staying still? Let me hold your hips. I don't want you sliding off the couch. Not when I'm so close to coming on your chin. Fuck, you're doing such a good job. I felt that. You're so close. Are you ready to come around my fingers? Yeah, baby. Yeah, come for me. Come for me. Yeah, keep your tongue out. Oh, I can feel that. Oh, good girl. You're such a good girl. Yeah. Let me just grind on that tongue, baby. Oh, good girl. Oh, fuck, you are being such a good girl for me. Oh, let me come for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like that. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, good girl. Oh, gentle licks. Ah. Oh yeah, baby girl, you are so good. So fucking good. Oh, and your pussy is still so wet and juicy. Oh, you taste amazing. Here, come here. Get on my lap and straddle my thigh. Facing me. Good girl. Now, while you curl against me and catch your breath, I'm gonna outline the rules. You're mine, whether you concede in public or not. Whether you're officially made my VP or not. You are mine. Whenever we have a heart-to-heart chat like this, you'll straddle my leg. Especially after I lick you clean the way I just did. This way, after we're done, I can go through my day with your smell on me. Lastly, you'll refer to me as Madam or Ma'am in public and in private. You will be Hun or Sweetheart in public. But in private, I'll call you whatever I think you've earned. It will never be degrading, because I believe you are the smartest and prettiest person I've ever met. But if you're acting like a brat or a bitch, I won't hesitate to use those terms. Lovingly, of course. For right now, though, you're my good girl. Which is what I expect you to be most of the time. Now, go get yourself cleaned up. We have a campaign to win. Good girl.